Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mayor Turner, I will open up the briefing. Mayor?
Let me just start off by saying that this has been a tough day for our city. But I certainly want to encourage all Houstonians to pray for all of our police officers who are at Memorial Hermann. This is one of the finest hospitals you will find anywhere in the country. And they are being attended to with the best medical care. So pray for all of our police officers. I will tell you, one of them is either will be discharged if it has not already been. That's good news. And for the others who will be remaining here at the hospital, pray for them, and pray for their families. Pray for their spouses, their children, their parents. All of their loved ones, and there are many loved ones that are on the road, en route here. So pray for those who will be flying from outside of the state, and pray for those who are on the road driving in. That's important. Let me also thank EMS and the fire department for the work that they did in getting all of them here to this hospital in very quick time. Let me tell you, let me commend EMS, Chief Pena, the fire department, all of them who responded to our police officers in that moment of need, and got them here in very fast time so that they could be attended to. I want to thank the Houston Police Department and others for clearing the roadway, for clearing the freeway, so that they could bring them, get them here so they could get the care that they desperately needed in a very quick fashion. And then I just want to thank all of Houston for just offering their prayers. Let me just say this. Our job is to keep people safe in our city. And I want to be very clear is that, we do not tolerate any sort of activity, whether it's drug activity, drug trafficking, whether it's whatever it may be. We don't tolerate it in our city, that we want to work night and day to make sure that our city remains safe. We don't want anyone injured in any manner, whether it's a person that's on the street, or whether it's a police officer, whether it's a firefighter, a first responder, whoever it might be. And so I'm just very grateful and thankful for everyone who's come together in this moment. I want to thank the members of City Council who are here standing as well tonight, who have left their offices or their homes to be here. I want to say a special thanks to each one of the City Council members. I want to say a special thanks for Tiffin Fatita, who's here to stand and to be at this hospital, continuing to pray for all the police officers. And I want to thank all of you for the coverage that you have provided. But and the medical staff. I really want to thank the medical staff here at Hermann Memorial. They are just incredible, and they are giving some fantastic care to these police officers. So, Chief, let me turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you for always. You know, one of the calls you never want to get as a chief is you've had officers shot, and one of the calls you never want to make to a mayor, to a family member, is that officers have been hurt. So I'm going to go over the incident real quick. And, you know, we've had a second officer-involved shooting in Northside, and I don't know if you guys want to hear about that or not, but I'm going to focus initially on this first shooting. So at about 4:15 p.m., a narcotics group 15 from the Houston Police Department, who was working an investigation involving the sales of narcotics out of a residence in the 7800 block of Hardy Street, responded to Hardy Street as a team of about a dozen narcotics officers and about a half a dozen patrol officers from the Eastside Division. The patrol officers were there to provide support and obviously to provide the uniform presence for this operation. Shortly before 5 o'clock, the narcotics officers attempted to serve a search warrant on the location at 7800 Hardy Street. They announced themselves as Houston police officers while simultaneously breaching the front door of the residence. And while the police car, the marked police unit with uniformed members as well as the police officers or the police garb, also hit the siren to make sure everybody can and hit the lights so they knew that police officers were there. Immediately upon breaching the door, the officers came under fire from one or two suspects inside the house. We're not sure how many of the suspects fired at this time. It's, as you can imagine, it was a pretty chaotic scene over there, and the investigation's unfolding. As a result of the exchange of gunfire between our officers and one or two suspects, we have five officers injured. Four were struck by gunfire. Two officers have are currently in surgery. They're in surgery for gunfire sustained, and they are in critical but stable condition. And we're hopeful that with the prayers of this community that they will recover. But again, they are in critical condition but stable. Their families have been are here. Some of the families are in transit, but two officers are currently in surgery. Two other officers were shot, and they will remain hospitalized for observation for at least a 24-hour period. They were struck by gunfire, but they are basically ambulatory, and they're expected to make a full recovery. One officer sustained an injury during the gun battle. It's important to note that once the officers, the initial indications are once the officers breached the door and the gunfire began from the suspects. One of the suspects actually retreated momentarily to the back of the room, and then that suspect came back and again engaged the officers in gunfire. I have not been able to determine how many officers are shot, have returned fire. That's part of the ongoing investigation. As you can imagine, we needed to work the scene from a tactical perspective. SWAT responded along with other allied agencies. We established a pretty hard perimeter, and once you had five officers injured, four shot, and five believed to be shot at the time, we had to slow down and actually turn it into a very methodical tactical operation. The SWAT operators, upon taking control of the scene, utilized two different robots to go into the residence and to actually help search the residence. Two suspects were struck by return gunfire by members of the Houston Police Department. Those suspects, once we were able to render the scene safe by SWAT, were pronounced deceased at the scene from the return gunfire from the officers. I want to personally thank the Houston Fire Department. They're phenomenal partners. The care and the concern and the love that they showed and displayed for our officers and their families was second to none. Steve Pena runs a world-class organization. And I also personally want to thank, on behalf of all the men and women of the Houston Police Department, the staff that you see behind them. We are so blessed to live in a city with medical facilities that people from around the world that of well means come here because they know that this institution of hospitals are really second to none. I really believe as a result of their excellence, our officers can be in better hands. I also want to thank LifeLight, and I'll call Chief Pena here in a minute to update you on who was how many were transported by LifeLight and by ground. And I also want to thank our members of the Houston Police Department. It's important to note that this investigation began, and I was talking to the council members and Stardig and Gallegos and Dwight Boykins and the mayor that they receive emails. We receive emails. We receive complaints. Our eyes and ears are truly the community that we serve. We could not do what we do without the community we serve. This all began because a neighbor had the courage to say, we're not going to put up. We think that they're dealing dope out of this house. And we don't just ignore that. We immediately passed that on to our narcotics division that began this investigation, was able to actually determine that narcotics dealing, street-level narcotics dealing, black tar heroin was being dealt out of this. And we know the poison that's killing so many kids, not only here in Houston, but around the country. They immediately started an investigation, and that's what they were there tonight. They were there to execute a search warrant, and unfortunately, as we know, ironically, the mayor and I had our press conference today, and Tillman Fertitta, the chairman of the police foundation, Houston Police Foundation, we were celebrating two things today. One, at the Houston Police Academy, we're celebrating the groundbreaking. He's right behind me there. He's being shy. The groundbreaking of a tactical village that again is the result of a $10 million investment by the people of this community in their police department that tells you the kind of support we have. And two, we were there to celebrate the fact that despite the fact that this police department in 2019 has 300 fewer officers than we had 20 years ago, about 500,000 more people, our men and women, we said it then and we'll say it again, they don't make excuses, they make a difference. And what you saw today with these officers showing that they have the courage, the guts, and the perseverance to do what they need to do to keep this community safe. And so with that, I'll come back and answer questions of the mayor, more questions on the actual incident and do some Spanish. But I'd like Chief Pena, who's not only a colleague, he's a dear friend, to come up and talk a little bit about the outstanding work of his men and women.
Good evening. This is a tough, tough day for the Houston Fire Department and the city of Houston. I think, we need to ensure that we keep these officers that were injured here tonight in our prayers and their families. There's some real evil in this world, and I think today was evident, this incident was evident as far as the dangers that our first responders face each and every day out here in the streets. Couldn't be prouder of the work that the Houston Fire Department did. We were on scene in support of the Houston police officers' operation. It was the incredible work and quick work of our medic units that gave these injured officers, the best chance of survival in bringing them here to this world-class facility. I do want to make special mention to Medic 18, Medic 19, and Ambulance 19 and their crews here tonight on C-Shift, who did an outstanding job of ensuring that the injured officers were provided with the critical care that they needed, as well as the other units on scene that were there to evacuate the patients onto life flight. So we had three injured officers that were transported by ambulance here to Herman Memorial, and two that were life flighted from the scene. All of them receiving advanced life support and advanced life care throughout transport. We got them to the hospital in critical but stable condition. And again, we're praying for these officers to pull through. And can't say enough about the work that the Houston police officers and the Houston Police Department do each and every day, as well as the Houston Fire Department and the incredible support that we provide for each other. So with that, we'll be available for any questions.
Chief, before you go on, hold on, let me just acknowledge the fact that Governor Abbott did call, had a chance to talk to him, and expressed his concern for all of these officers and their families, and wanted me to let you know that he's certainly sending forth his prayers on behalf of these officers as well as their families. So I did want to make that note.
Chief, the two officers in critical, where are they wounded?
Say again?
The two officers.
They both were struck in the neck area by gunfire.
Did they make it inside the house?
Or you know what? That's part of the investigation. We know that that they breached and they came under fire right away. Let me just say that to the media real quick. I just got reports a minute ago that somebody's already found the house of one of these officers and showed up. That is irresponsible. These are narcotics officers that work undercover. They do not need the media out in front of their house. So it's not helpful, and I don't think it's appropriate. So if you're that station, whoever you were, please don't just get out of that area. These guys all work undercover. Let me just give you a quick overview of who got shot in terms of ages. And one of the individuals struck was age 50. He's a sergeant. He was transported by ambulance. Another one of our male sergeants by the name of, I'm not going to give it up because I don't think we've, I don't know, we've made all the notifications. Age 50. Was life flighted. Another senior police officer, age 54, and I can tell you this is the case agent. And let me tell you why I think these cops are heroes. This officer's been shot several times in line of duty. And while most people would call it a day after being shot and surviving, this man is 54 years old. He's the case agent on this case, and he was there in the front line. So if that doesn't tell you about the heart of the men and women we have the privilege to lead, I don't know what will. He's 54, and he's been on since 1984. The first one since 1993, the second one since 1991. The other officer that was life-flighted, and the 54-year-old and the 40-year-old, those two are in surgery. He was actually life-flighted as well. And the last one is 33, and he's transported by ambulance. The officers that returned fire at the scene are being debriefed by the Special Investigations Unit, by Internal Affairs. The Harris County District Attorney's Office is on scene at the officer-involved shooting, and they will be working with us, the Civil Rights Division, to ensure that all policies, procedures, and law were followed. With that, I'm going to let Joe Grimaldi, who's a, in times like this, sometimes what we can't do, the Houston Police Officers Union do a phenomenal job of being partners with us, and I'd like to have them say a couple of comments on behalf of the Police Officers Union.
Yeah, first of all, let me just thank the community. The outpouring of support has once been amazing, and it shows why Houston's the greatest city in the world. I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who already contacted us to make sure these officers are doing all right. And I want to thank all of our partners at HFD, all the officers out on that scene, who all played a crucial role in getting them down here. And certainly thank you to the medical staff, the world-class medical staff here that are taking care of our officers. But now I want to speak on behalf of the 5,200 brave men and women of the Houston Police Department and the other 800,000 police officers that are working these streets every single day, putting their lives on the line. We are sick and tired of having targets on our back. We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families. Enough is enough. And if you're the ones that are out there spreading the rhetoric that police officers are the enemy, well, just know we've all got your number now. We're going to be keeping track of all of y'all, and we're going to make sure that we hold you accountable every time you stir the pot on our police officers. We've had enough, folks. We're out there doing our jobs every day, putting our lives on the line for our families. Enough is enough. Now, please, keep these officers in your prayers.
Thanks, Joe. Mayor, you have anything? We'll open it up to questions, or I can do Spanish real quick.
Two suspects total, or three suspects?
There are two suspects that were shot in return gunfire, and were they pronounced at the scene?
What kind of weapons?
Two suspects. Semi-automatic is all I have. I don't have anything other than semi-automatic.
Can you tell us about those suspects?
I can't tell you anything other than I know that because we had a search warrant that narcotics activity was going on in that residence. Specifically the sale of black tar heroin.
Is there gang activity related as well?
We don't, that's part of the investigation.
You said one officer was not
shot. Semi-automatic pistols. One officer, out of the five officers, four were shot, two critically that are in surgery, both shot in the neck, but they're stable, thank God. The mayor and I talked to the surgeon on the way out, and one was an injury that's not from gunfire.
What kind of injury?
It's a knee injury. When you're getting shot, people are moving in all kinds of directions. And when there's a lot of shots being fired at you, and you know, you get four officers shot, five officers shot, that's a lot of gunfire that came our way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.